Dead Pike Lake water quality has been damaged by iron flock draining off an area where a failed experiment to bring in a goose population took place in the 1950s. Several residents of the lake said their property values are diminishing as the water quality gets worse from the iron. The DNR's Dan Helsel says lower lake levels cause more iron and phosphorus to be in the lake.
We have a really good understanding about what influences a lake. And we know that about 85% of the iron in the lake comes from the groundwater load naturally occurring, and about 65% of the phosphorus load comes through the groundwater. And we also recognize that lower lake levels cause increased groundwater input to the lake because there's not the hydraulic pressure there, and that if we raise the lake level a bit, the groundwater inputs decrease, so we can actually reduce those percentages.
Environmental consultant Steve Applebaum said raising lake levels to its historic range through a variety of means is the key action. He says the effort to attract geese lowered the lake levels over time and it raised the iron and phosphorus levels.
If we're going to raise the outlet elevation of the outlet of the lake to raise the minimum elevation of the lake, we want everything to be reversible as part of a test. So how do we do that under existing permitting structure? Might need to be examined. We might need your support and thoughtful consideration.
The plan also includes the addition of an inland wetland treatment system and construction of a clean water diversion from surface water with lower iron and phosphorus concentrations and the use of a passive lime release in water habitat. Board members thanked the groups, including the Dead Pike Lake Association, for a plan that they said would be a reclamation success story. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.